remember what you came here.
People ask me what I do with old works of art. I tell them I throw them away. They don't believe me. I explain. I take it down to the corner and the trash man comes and picks it up. Some of my old art was really ugly, evidence of a younger me, a simpler approach to art. There was a 30-inch cage cube with a kind of handmade disco ball hanging in the middle, two chairs with nails glued to them pointed upwards threateningly, a uterus I had made out of an old pair of underwear and two oyster cans. Oh, wait, I kept that. And a huge piece of black chipboard painted with the phrase, "Stop silencing me." Thank goodness for the trash man. I love my trash man, really. Okay, I don't know much about him, but every time I see him, we exchange the same brief yet significant dialogue. How are you? Got any trash today? No, not today. Or, yeah, actually, I do. Even if my garbage can isn't out, he asks me all the same. He's attractive, dark skin, short hair, strong, quiet. I always expect him to flirt with me, but he doesn't, which only makes me respect him more. Knowing that he disposes of my art is cathartic and comforting. The trust I place in him is unflinchingly absolute. He chariots my work to its final resting place in a mammoth trash compactor on wheels. I love that it gets crushed. I love that it communes with other trash, rotting bananas, crappy junk mail, used feminine hygiene products, the promise of decomposition, even though I know items in the landfill don't really decompose. If my trash collector likes something he sees in my trash and adopts it into his home, I know he does so with respect from knowing me and my trash. And I can't think of a better person to have it. I threw out several of my artworks 2 years ago. It was work that had been shown in galleries, priced in the hundreds and considered vital by me and my critics. Yet still, much of it had seen the dark of my closet for longer than it had seen the white lights of the gallery. One was about my mother's skin color. It consisted of a pink plastic compact, hot glued on the top of a paint can, smeared with black paint. Maybe it was always trash. Anyway, it had lived its life and it needed to be laid to rest. I lived on the second floor of a duplex. My neighbor, Tom, lived below. Tom is young, cocky, well-intentioned, but my mother always said that good intentions are the pathway to hell. Anyway, Tom has this way of speaking for me in my absence, to our landlord, to the neighbors, even to fans of my art. On this occasion, a hippie-ish woman dug through our trash and my art, which was patiently awaiting its grave. She said she liked that paint can thing with the compact and decided she wanted it. She claimed to be an artist and said she would use the parts in her own work. This is where Tom stepped in. He told this strange woman that she could have my art and that she could do with it what she pleased. On top of that, Tom told her that he was certain I'd be happy to see her have it. This was unforgivable. Trash is a private thing that we place on our public corners every week. This trash wasn't just private. It was a living thing awaiting its end. There is an understanding I have with my artwork, and that understanding was broken. The thought of my neighbor allowing some woman to take my art and remake it into her art makes me sick to my stomach, even now. I feel ill, distracted, and lacking closure. I feel as if someone interrupted a cremation in order to donate the body to science, as if someone stole the pennies from the eyes of my dead art, and now its spirit would be left to wander the planet forever, restless, never meeting its kindly guide across the River Styx.
Damali Ayo is an artist living in Oregon. You can see some of her work at studio360.org.